that's of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Oh, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we got to find a way, bring some understanding here today. Oh, picket lines, picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see how, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on, how, what's going on. Mother, mother, everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply because our hair is long. You know we got to find a way, bring some understanding here today. Whoa, picket lines, picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me, oh, so you can see how, oh, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on. I tell you what's going on.
That was John Legend covering Marvin Gaye's What's Going On as a Spotify original single. Amazing song originally, amazing cover. I'm so happy that I found that just maybe a week or so ago. You are listening to 915 WFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. It is a beautiful rainy day out. I love this weather so much. I hate walking in it, but I love being around it and being cozy and listening to music while it is happening around me, and that's what's happening today. Previously on the show, I have celebrated historical events that have happened on the day, but I kind of fell through with that and have stopped doing it. I'm going to make one exception today to wish a happy birthday to one of the most important people on the planet, one of my favorite people on the planet, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Happy 70th birthday, Hillary Clinton. We've got some more Marvin Gaye coming up for you soon, but in celebration of this rainy day, I'll celebrate the birthday again later, but in celebration of this rainy day, I'm going to play one of my favorite rain songs. So here's a song by one of my favorite artists ever. Here we go.
Stay. Yeah.
So I'm in a bit of a bad spot. I started a BuzzFeed quiz that was, can you name 100 countries in 6 minutes or something like that? I got pretty far through, but then, of course, the song ended and I needed to talk. Those were Red Rain by the White Stripes, Got to Give It Up Part 1 by Marvin Gaye, and Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. Heard It Through the Grapevine, my sister and I had a conversation about this a while ago that was trying to think of perfect... Our conversation was perfect songs, but one of our criteria kind of dominated it, and I don't think that's the criteria for perfect songs or the main criteria, which was all of the covers are amazing. I would say Heard It Through the Grapevine has all amazing covers. I don't know if I'd call it necessarily a perfect song. It might be a perfect song for other reasons. I don't think it's a perfect song because all the covers are perfect. Another song with perfect covers, by the way, would be Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Bob Dylan. Amazing song. Maybe I'll play it later. Who knows? Here's another song about rain. We're going to have a lot of Mountain Goats on the show today because I've been listening to a lot of the Mountain Goats in the last 2 weeks. So here's the first of some Mountain Goats. Got a lot of repeats on today's show. You know, I've been having some trouble filling 2 hours, so I've just decided, you know what, I'm not going to shy away from repeats anymore. So here we go with some Mountain Goats. Enjoy.
by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, blue bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. Blue canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little.
happens all the time. Present company accepted, present company accept the worst. It happens every night. Present company excluded every time. And living proof, but sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expect it. Present company, just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way.
That was Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System. Before that was New York City Cops by The Strokes, Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants, and Rain in Soho by The Mountain Goats. We've got a lot more Mountain Goats coming up and a lot more LCD Sound System coming up, because that's what I've been loading up on for the last 2 weeks. Thank you guys for tuning in. It means so much. We don't have any special guests today, but oh, hey, who? Oh, wait. Hold on one sec. Just pretend that this was seamless. Oh, hey! Who's that at the... I'm not gonna...
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
Or just go vegetarian. You don't need to go vegan. Vegetarian is more sustainable for the world economy. I'm a hypocrite on this because I'm not a vegetarian, but I want to be because it creates a sustainable world economy. Not for any health reasons. I mean, kind of for health reasons. I mean, those are good, you know, kind of for ethical reasons. I'd rather less animals die, but really it's like the economic sustainability. Like, our world would run a lot smoother if nobody ate meat. And less people would be hungry. I've been on BuzzFeed trying to do some BuzzFeed quizzes instead of doing homework. What Greek god am I, apparently? Or am I most like? Hermes was the answer, which I feel like is like the most white bread answer. Like, there's nothing special about, oh, am I fast? I'm not fast. So I don't really understand what they're trying to say there. Which ones am I going to do? I'm always down to do a Hogwarts house one. Let's be honest here. Like... because I have more recently come to the conclusion that I'm a Hufflepuff, but no one wants to be. So I'm always willing to, you know, test out some the weekly BuzzFeed quiz to tell people what their true Hogwarts house is. I'm going to hit up that one over the next musical break, which is going to start right, hold on, now with the Mountain Goats.
There's bound to be a ghost at the back of your closet. No matter where you live, there'll always be a few things, maybe several things, that you're gonna find really difficult to forgive. There's gonna come a day when you feel better. You'll rise up free and easy on that day, and float from branch to branch, lighter than the air. Just when that day is coming, who can say, who can say? Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. There's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home. We're gonna commandeer the local airwaves to tell the neighbors what's been going on. They will shake their heads and wag their bony fingers in all the wrong directions, and by daybreak we'll be gone. I'm gonna get myself. Scope out every angle of unfair advantage.
take you people years to recover from all of the damage. Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home.
I think we have one more. We're going to do one more. I think it's going to be the first time we ever did it with banjo. And that's good. Wait a minute. That's open to misunderstanding. I think it's good we're doing it now with banjo. It's good. It's good. That's what I meant. Tony Trischka, let's hear it for him again on banjo. Day after day, I will walk and I will play. But the day day, I will stop, and I will start.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Why can't I get just one kiss? Why can't I get just one kiss? Leave me some things that I wouldn't miss. While I look at your pants, I need a kiss. Say, why can't I get just one screw? Why can't I get just one screw? Believe me, I know what to do, but something won't let me make love to you. Just one. Why can't I get just one? Guess got something to do with luck. But I waited my whole life for just one day after day. I get angry and I will say that the day is in my sight. When I take a bow, I'll say goodnight. Oh, my mom, if you kept your eye on your son, I know you got problems, you're not the only one. When your sugar left, he left you on the run. My mom, take a look now, what your boy has done. He's walking around like he's number one. He went downtown, he got on my gun, said, shoot, that thing at me. Don't shoot, that thing at me. Now you got my sympathy. Don't shoot, that thing at me. Don't shoot, that thing at me. Oh, shoot, that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy. Can I mix in with your affairs? Share a smoke, make a joke. Gotta grasp and reach for a leg of hope. I said words to memorize, words hypnotize. Words make my mouth exercise. Words all fail, magic cries. Nothing I can say when I'm in your thighs. My mother, I would love to love you, lover. See these restless, he's ready to pounce. Here in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. My mother, I would love to love you, lover. City's dresses, it's rain of pumps. Here in your bedroom, bounce around, giving you a decision to make. Things to lose, things to take. It's about ready to cut it up. Say, wait a minute, hold on, I'm gonna add it up. I wanna add it up.
beneath apocalyptic snowflakes from above. We're not in peril, we are in apocalypse. So let's go walking or Christmas shopping. No, let's do something a bit more shocking. Let's go to the windmill, let's find some catharsis. Let's go to the graveyard and cover up darkness.
That was Aurora Borealis by Lemon Demon. Amazing song. One of my favorite Christmas songs. One of my favorite songs in general off of their EP, I Am Become Christmas. I think Neil Cicierega, who is Lemon Demon, is just such an inventive musician. I love that melody just so much. Before that was Added Up Live by the Violent Femmes, Sunday Girl by Blondie, and Up the Wolves by the Mountain Goats. As I've said many times today, there's more Mountain Goats coming up on this show. I've been looking for a BuzzFeed quiz for the last 55 minutes to do, and I finally found one, and let's see what happens. It's Forge a Ring of Power, and we'll give you an orc name. So choose the metal to forge a ring of power with. You've got gold, silver, mithril, and one of the other random Lord of the Rings metals that I can't pronounce. We're going to go with mithril. Just because I want this to be a bit of a magical, a magical ring of power. All rings of power are magical. Yeah, so I'm going to double down on the magic here. I'm not going to make my ring of power out of gold. Choose a place in Middle-earth to forge it. Mount Doom, the Shire, Gondor, Rohan, or the elf places that I can't pronounce. I have a lot of friends who have watched the Lord of the Rings movies a lot and have just can watch them day in, day out. I can't do it. I find them slightly boring. I know that's terrible. I'm going to choose Gondor. I like Gondor. I don't dislike Lord of the Rings. Ugh, I've dug myself into a hole. Choose a gem, diamond, ruby, sapphire, or elf stone. They don't have my birthstone. Wow, that's the lamest thing I've ever said. I'm going to go with Elfstone then. Let's make this more magical. What power will you infuse your ring with? Long life, immense wealth, invisibility, strength, power to inspire others, and wraith powers. Wraith powers. I'm going to go with... Those are all kind of simple, you know? Okay, I don't want to do invisibility because that's the ring from Lord of the Rings. Strength, I feel like, is like too easy. Long life is too like kind of like ethereal. Same with immense wealth. I guess power to inspire others, but that's so lame. I'm going to go with long life. We're going to go with long life here. Choose the race of your ring wraiths. That's weird. Men, elves, orcs, and dwarves. Obviously elves. Duh. So 538 recently put out this thing that was analytics on the most common races in Dungeons & Dragons, races and classes. And the majority of people by far chose human fighter. For any of you who play D&D out there, be more creative, because that's like the lamest thing that anyone could do. Choose the race of your army's overlord. Orukai and something else. I'm going to do an Orukai. What will you do with your army? Restore order, conquer, revenge, or hunt some orcs? I'm going to do...